These are the readings for Advanced Studio Classroom, April 2013. Page 10. The Future of Travel. Companies and consumers race to adapt to the changing face of travel. Online travel companies race to keep up with the times. USA Today assembled five of the online travel industry's top executives for a discussion on the industry's latest developments.
Some customers believe the user experience and technology at online travel agencies haven't changed much in recent years. Your response?
Jeffrey Boyd, CEO of Priceline.com. I don't agree. All of us have spent hundreds of millions of dollars building faster, better user interfaces. Our Booking.com offers hotels in 90 countries and 50 languages and 170,000 hotels, a number that is up 60% year over year. A lot of that represents new geography. Mobile platforms are a massive positive change in user experience and functionality.
Tapping your social network for travel advice is a big trend, and a lot of startups are after the business. What are your plans?
Stephen Coffer, CEO of TripAdvisor. The challenge is scale, scale, scale. How many of your friends have actually jotted down all of their thoughts on all of the places they have been? None of them, I promise you. We're a Facebook partner. Even if you've never been on TripAdvisor, you can see the travel-related things that six of your 200 friends have done recently. Carl Sparks, CEO of Travelocity Global. We launched Ask and Answer. We found that 3/4 of customers still have questions, particularly about hotel bookings, even after they finish their online research on multiple sites. We have nearly 15,000 questions up already in the first month. OTAs and other consumers can answer them.
Regarding your efforts with mobile technology, how fast will mobile take over your traditional business in the next 5 years?
Sparks? Very fast. I mean, 30% to 40% of the business in the time frame that you're talking about. You might get together with a bunch of friends and say, "Hey, we should really go to Vegas." And everyone leaves and forgets about it. With mobile, we actually book it right then. Adapting to airline regulations. For many business travelers, deciding how, what, and how much to pack for a trip can be a hardship. It's also become harder to pack because many flyers are limiting themselves to one carry-on bag to avoid escalating checked and overweight bag fees. Airlines are getting stricter about overweight and oversized bags. U.S. airlines usually only enforce weight limits for checked luggage, while some international airlines have weight restrictions for checked and carry-on bags. Domestic airlines, though, frown on oversized carry-on bags and will often ask travelers to check them. Packing and travel expert Ann McAlpin advises travelers to always confirm in advance an airline's carry-on bag restrictions. It varies from airline to airline, McAlpin says. Especially for international travel, ask what the weight restriction is. For one flight, ours was only 18 pounds. To be prepared when an airline prohibits a carry-on or checked bag because it's too heavy, McAlpin recommends packing a light tote bag or plastic bag to quickly transfer items. McAlpin also advises travelers to avoid packing the outside pockets of carry-on bags so they can fit easily into an aircraft's overhead bins. A tool for travelers. Frequent flyer Carol Gable says frequent flyers must be creative to pack a carry-on bag for a long trip, and advises using vacuum-sealed storage bags, such as space bags. I always use space bags to pack my clothes because they allow you to squeeze the air out, she says. They protect the clothes from spills and dirt from shoes, and they significantly increase the number of outfits that will fit in the suitcase. On trips to multiple destinations, Gable packs one outfit in each space bag. Vocabulary focus. Functionality. Jot. Hardship. Escalate. Check. Domestic. Tote bag.